According to a new report, because of the risky speculative trading on oil in the commodities futures market, the average consumer in the United States is paying much more for gas than they should be. Sheena Roll is with Organize Now, one of two groups that researched the report. Roll says she knows what 83 cents per gallon extra means for working class families.
For the regular guy, working class and middle class families, $83 is a lot of money. You know, for families with kids, that's maybe supplementing, you know, extracurricular activities that can help kids in their quest to go to college. $83 is whether or not a college student can afford to purchase books for a class. You know, $83 is a lot of grocery for a family. And so it translates to real things as opposed to just, you know, all a little under $100.
The new analysis is called How Speculation is Affecting Gasoline Prices Today. Roll wants the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission to take action to stop oil speculation.
So they wrote the report because legislation had gotten to the point where the CFTC actually could make a difference in this. They could regulate these markets and they could have a say, but they simply weren't doing it. We wanted to get involved in order to ask the CFTC to please regulate oil markets so that we are not paying the Wall Street premium at the pump.
Increases in gas prices negatively affect the entire economy, and the report finds Wall Street's speculation in the oil markets is making the situation worse. Marvin Silver, outreach director with Americans for Financial Reform, says he understands the financial hurt consumers are feeling from high gas prices.
I feel just like almost the average American around the country who is trying to provide for their family, and here it is. You have to pay an extra on an important necessity to get back and forth to work, to engage in family activities, to go and do other important things that we need to do with our lives, like going buy groceries and things like that, that we're paying extra, we're paying a premium price on very important necessities in our lives that are going to people who are really not using these products. They're using it as a way of making money, to make profits. It's an investment tool for them.
According to the report, a large amount of what people are paying at the gas pumps is going right into the hands of speculators on Wall Street.
Oftentimes, people tend to believe the news stories and reports about oil shortages or conflicts happening in the Middle East or particular natural disasters that impact the cost of gas. And although that has a negligible impact on the cost of gas, what's really driving the cost of the increase in gas prices is Wall Street speculation.
But Roll from Organize Now says there's action citizens can take to put a stop to Wall Street speculation.
The one thing that people can do is continue to send their message out to the CFTC. If you go to the CFTC website, there is a number there and an email address there where you can share your personal story and say what, you know, how this is affecting you and that you would like them to regulate oil markets.
TampaGasPrices.com reported gas prices in Tampa have risen 14.8 cents per gallon in the last week to an average of $3.56 per gallon. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.